Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews. Please forgive me for going so long yesterday. That was just one of those movies that I wanted to try to bring people's attention to, so that if that was one that you were really interested in seeing, or one that you were kind of expecting or wanting a little bit more information on, that I could at least hopefully help with that at least a little bit. That's what I'm hoping to do. Yeah, it just kind of was all over the place. And unfortunately, the one we're talking about today is kind of also all over the place. We are talking about Abigail. If you have seen any of the trailers or any of the commercials for this, you pretty much already know it's going to be about a ballerina vampire or a vampire ballerina, kind of however you want to look at it on that. So you kind of already know that the direction that this movie is going to go in. I mean, it's going to be a horror movie. It's going to be weird. It's going to just kind of be all over the place. But this one just, it is, let's just say it's interesting. Obviously, Abigail is going to get a guilty rating on the deputy scale. And there is, I want to touch on a beautiful dedication it has after the movie, just as the credits are beginning. It said, "In loving memory of Angus Cloud," and it was done very beautifully and all that. So I want to focus on the positives before I kind of get into the movie. Now, I want to say, if you've ever seen like the movie Ready or Not, it's that the wedding one where it gets a little kind of all over the place. There are some references in Abigail that are very specific references to what happened in that movie. Now, I hit my filter thing on my microphone, so I apologize about that. I tend to talk with my hands. I'm not Italian, but sometimes I just kind of get going and my hands just are all over the place. But this is kind of one of those. Abigail, she is a talented young ballerina, very dedicated to her love of dance. And so after her practice one night, she goes home. You know me, no spoilers. But before her dad gets home, she ends up finding herself being kidnapped. And so the kidnappers are these seven people that are kidnapping Abigail and taking her to this undisclosed location where they are going to basically try to ransom her for $50 million. And so it's kind of being said that, I mean, that this whole, it's all taking place in the matter of just a day. And so they're basically saying if the dad wants his daughter back, he's going to be $50 million poorer. And they all plan on splitting the $50 million, so seven of them. So they're each going to get a little over $7 million if they pull this off. Seems simple enough, just kidnap a girl and do all this. But they quickly realize that there's something wrong with this little girl. And they also quickly realize that none of these guys have worked together before. And so they're all using fake names. They're using fake details. They don't want to know any of the real details about each other. But it quickly becomes apparent that what the individuals do in their lives outside of this event kind of becomes more obvious as it's kind of playing out, and one of them kind of figures stuff out. But in the process of kind of figuring each other out, the one that's been tasked to kind of keep an eye on Abigail ends up, she's a mom, and so she makes a pinky promise at the little girl that she's not going to let anything happen to her. And that's kind of a key thing that, don't worry, that's not a spoiler, but that's definitely a key thing that kind of plays into what's going to be happening during the movie. So you're probably going, okay, what point does she become the vampire? Well, that's that they kind of discover who her dad is. And then because they discover who her dad is, and then they know he's got hitmen and stuff involved, well, let's just say that one of the people that works for her dad is there in the house. Is it one of the seven? Is there somebody else? What's going on with that? And then as that starts to play out, you realize that she's this monster creature vampire, except she just looks like this innocent little girl. Except, yeah, there's nothing innocent about this little girl at all. And it's it tries to be a comedy. I don't know if it succeeds at that. It's very gory. It's very bloody. It's both all over the top and lacking something at the same time. I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but there's basically one by one, these seven individuals, something is happening to them. What or who is responsible kind of keeps everybody on their toes. And so almost like in Scooby-Doo fashion, they split up and start looking for the bad guy. And once the person ends up like being identified, then Abigail disappears. So then they have to find Abigail. It just plays out in a very unusual way. And of course the house, there's some security measures and stuff with this house because of the person that was in charge of the kidnapping. And it's almost like along the stories of like, okay, you spend one night in this haunted place and then the next day you get all this money, except the house isn't doing things. It's the people that are in the house that are doing things, but basically they get locked inside to where there's no way out. So you've got just utter chaos that's happening. And so they try to figure out how to defeat the person when they realize who this person is, and shooting them doesn't work and all this other stuff doesn't work. And so they're like, okay, what can we do? Because it's like the people are dropping like flies. So it's like, okay, what kind of an ending is a movie like this going to have? And of course, I'm not going to ruin that for you at all, but it's definitely not what you would anticipate. I was even taken aback by that. It's like there's a few twists to this, but one of the things I always say with horror movies, any type of horror movie, is if I laugh even once during the movie, that kills the score right there. And I know this one was trying in almost like an absurd way to be a comedic horror movie, but it wasn't so much laughter for funny. It was just laughter for like, oh my word, did they really just do that? Where you couldn't help but chuckle because you're like going, whoa. So it's not that it was funny. It was just more of just, have you ever laughed at something just because it just kind of caught you off guard, or just it was so unexpected? And then looking back, like as these scenes keep playing out, I'm like, okay, it really wasn't that unexpected, but just the story just kind of jumps around a little bit and it's just kind of all over the place. And who you think are the good guys and who you think are the bad guys, it's not necessarily as clear as it might seem. This is the type of movie, it would be an interesting date movie, but not for a first date. This is not a movie you want to take somebody on a first date. And this is not a movie you want to go to right after you eat. The gory scenes are gore. It takes gory to a whole new level with this. It's not that it's never been done before. It's just that movies that go into this level of blood and gore, there should be some sort of a, I mean, of course it's rated R, but I mean, there should be some sort of a level for people with sensitive stomachs. Just like, so when it gets to this level of gore, I mean, the people that were in the theater at the same time I was, there were people gagging. I mean, I wasn't. I mean, I was kind of just, like I said, half chuckling just due to the shock. Like, oh, wow, I can't believe they did that. But I wasn't gagging, but it's like I could see how people would. I mean, it was very, this is a movie that the blood looked like blood. The parts of the body looked realistic. And just the way that the wounds happened and just, like I said, I'm not going to go into the detail on that because that would spoil a lot of that, but it's interesting. But at the same time, like I said, it's both over the top and just falling short at the same time. And there's some continuity problems, and then there's just some mistakes along the way. And so ultimately, Abigail on the deputy scale got a 4.75 out of 10. So this is closer to where the decent story with significant flaws falls. It does lead into that there could be more to the story. It's like, will we see an Abigail sequel? Will we see more of this? Or is this as far as they're going to take it? I guess it's going to depend on how successful it is. Let's just say that the way that it, what you see in the trailers and what you see kind of in preparation for this movie does not fully prepare you for what you would experience on the screen itself. It's interesting to follow. Some of the twists kind of go, it's not original by any means. It's like you could literally dissect Abigail and recognize, okay, this is what they took from this movie over here. This is what they took from this movie over here. You can see entire parts of the storyline that are carbon copies from other movies. Not script-wise, but just what's happening. And so it just loses a lot right there. I know there's very little, if any, originality in Hollywood anymore. But this is one of those movies that just, at least it tried. And Alex, it will have its audience, but I don't know what that audience is going to be. Again, a lot of strong language, a lot of drugs, a lot of drinking, a lot of violence. A lot of violence is an understatement a little bit, but if this is one that you decide to experience for yourself, great. And if this review has like helped open your eyes and made you either want to see this or not want to see this, that's great too. Because I just wanted to talk about the movie and I want to bring enough of the details to light and kind of give you a heads up on some of the content just in case there was stuff that you were either expecting or not expecting, if that makes any sense at all, sorry. But I am going to be back again on Monday with another great movie review for you. What am I going to be talking about this next week? You're going to have to wait and see, but I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised because like this past week we did the Kung Fu Panda series. We're going to be talking about something that I brought up a couple days ago in one of my podcasts. So if that's kind of giving you a little bit of a heads up on that, great. And if not, be sure to tune in. You know which buttons to push. So you always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. But until later, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.